eBay. Yep. I told you about this. And a guy from California bought it.
Not this guy.
No, and he said he collects jock straps, signed jock straps from athletes. He said he had a Mark McGuire jock strap. True story. True story.
That's perverse.
Yeah, it went for like $3-4.
It's disgusting. Alrighty then. Let's go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Standing by, Nick Bardwaj, the CEO of Beyond Games. And he is the man who spent $11,700 on eBay for a chance to coach the ASU Red Wolves in the upcoming spring game. Nick, we welcome you to Little Rock, Arkansas, and welcome to The Zone. How are you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
We're doing fine. Thank you. Nick, we're going to ask the obvious question. Why?
Sure.
Why, Nick?
Man, you know, I can't lie, man. It's like a childhood dream, right? You know, for me, I was one of those, I guess I was a little bit different than other kids. I loved playing the sports, but the one other side that was really intriguing to me was coaching. You know, the idea of, you know, being able to call the shots, understanding situational reads, and just being able to make the decisions to lead a group of players to victory. And I always was intrigued with that, you know, and like all the positions I played in any sport was definitely more of the leadership side. You know, baseball, it was pitcher, football, it was quarterback, you know, soccer, it was striker. So, you know, for me, I was really intrigued with this opportunity. As soon as I saw it, I was like, you know, this is an experience I can't pass up, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And man, has it blown up. It's been already an amazing experience, and I haven't even touched down in the state.
Did you grow up playing football?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I grew up playing quite a bit of sports, you know, and but for me, it was pretty much only up to like high school, and then kind of when I hit high school, I focused more on the education side. But, you know, I've been a diehard sports guy, you know, since day one. So, you know, although I haven't been playing, you know, by any means recently, I've definitely been following across the board, not only like the big four sports here in the States, you know, and college sports, but also everything international as well. I'm intrigued and have a huge love for the game, a huge love for competition as well.
Nick Bardwaj joining us, CEO of Beyond Games. We'll talk more about the company coming up in a minute. I'm curious how you became aware of the ASU opportunity.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. I was perusing ESPN.com, and there was an article by Dan Revell late last week about this auction starting up. And, you know, as soon as I read it, I knew this was something I wanted to have. And, you know, pretty much from that point on, I was pretty much the leading bidder throughout the entire auction until close.
Nick, you are the bane of most parents because you, like many other successful Americans, dropped out of college, and so I don't have to explain to my kids why they need to stay in. But talk to us a little bit about your educational background and how you came to be the CEO at Beyond Games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me, when I ended up going to my undergraduate university, my focus was definitely to be a lawyer. So, you know, I was trying to do a double major in political science and philosophy. You know, I was intrigued potentially to go to law school after that for my graduate degree and potentially, you know, be a lawyer, whether, you know, working at a firm or working for the, you know, assistant DA. That was really intriguing. But, you know, really quickly I found out that law was not the ideal future for me. I ended up doing quite a few clerkships and, you know, doing a lot of small internships across the board in the legal profession. And it just wasn't as exciting for me. It didn't feel as challenging. So I really wanted to find out what I wanted to do in life. And, you know, the one thing I realized at my age at that point, you know, my opportunity cost was pretty high. And the fact that I had a high threshold for risk, you know, I was willing to take some chances, you know, worst comes to the worst. If I fail, I could always live with my parents, I guess. So, you know, it was one of those interesting scenarios where I wanted to take some risks. So I started just trying out a lot of different jobs. You know, the crazy thing was, you know, I at one point I was doing poker full time. At another point, I was a high school teacher. And then, you know, thankfully being in Northern California, I was really close to Silicon Valley. So, you know, the tech boom was really occurring really quickly. And I realized there was a huge opportunity, but more importantly, in tech, there was kind of a unique kind of vertical exploding. And that was the idea of mobile or, you know, smartphone and tablet devices. And I was really intrigued with that space. You know, the growth has been astronomical, and I kind of want to get my hands into it. So, you know, I ended up working at a few early-stage startups on that front. Got to do some really fun things. I recently ended up joining a bigger company called Natural Motion, And they were, you know, built some really amazing mobile games. They've actually built tech for some of the biggest console games using it, like Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, mm-hmm. Star Wars The Force Unleashed. And that was really exciting. I really enjoyed that journey. That company ended up selling to another public company called Zynga for about $530 million a couple of months ago as well. And then from there, you know, I kind of just have the itch to be another founder again and kind of build it from scratch and trying to execute on a vision. I felt that, you know, at this time, it was the right time. You know, I was able to bring on some great investors and have some great backgrounds that I just wanted to dive deep. So, you know, it's been pretty interesting because, you know, Beyond Games has actually been very under the radar. I was definitely not planning that for it to be released because, you know, most people would consider we're kind of a stealth company. We haven't done any press yet. But it's funny, the first press ever for Beyond Games is now an ESPN article.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should be proud of that or what. But it's definitely been an amazing journey. So, yeah, now I'm just focusing on this startup and really enjoying this and getting to take advantage of exciting opportunities such as being the head coach of the H-State this Friday.
Yeah, really. I mean, this is a dual deal here. I mean, you not only do you get to live out a childhood dream, but you also get well more than $11,700 worth of notoriety for your company.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's funny, you know. I've been trying to keep Beyond Games out of the conversation. It just seems to keep popping up because of my story. I'm happy for it. But you know, really, my core goal is to, you know, bring as much awareness to what A-State is doing and the program and the university there. You know, I'm a big fan of what Coach Anderson's already done. He's not only being a little crazy and putting this type of auction on eBay, but at the same time, you know, I think, you know, A-State's on to something really big, and just playing even a small role in that journey is pretty special.
Nick, real two-part question. Who's the team that you follow closely? I don't want to say your hometown team, but certainly the team you follow closely. And what did you know about Arkansas State's football program prior to this?
Yeah, so, you know, the truth is I never had one college football team that I really followed. I was more like a fan of the sport. So I've really been following anyone across the board. So that's kind of where my interest is. In regards to, like, professional teams that I'm really interested in on the football side, the team I actually root for is the New England Patriots out of all teams. You know,
clearly brilliant.
A weird story out there, but pretty much it was, like, the first game I ever got to see on TV. This was during, like, the Drew Bledsoe, Ben Coates, Ty Law era, and was a huge fan of that and just loved what they were doing. It was actually the year they ended up losing to the Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers in 96-97.
Boo, boo.
That was great. As a Packers fan, I very much
hate
enjoyed that.
Hate the Packers.
Yeah, but that's when I got really entrenched, you know. But that's kind of my background in regards to sports. I've really been following. In regards to A-State, you know, I'm definitely well aware of the program, the previous coaches. You know, three-time defending Sun Belt champions is something that I already knew before I started bidding on the auction, especially how well they performed in GoDaddy Bowls. And, you know, to be honest, you know, I followed the coaching carousel as well, seeing all the different coaches coming in. Lastly, I also followed Coach Anderson pretty closely in North Carolina. It's been really fun watching their iteration with Larry Fedora over there mm-hmm. on the spread offense formation. So that's been really intriguing to me because I followed, you know, Chip Kelly, Oregon days, the Philadelphia Eagles days, and kind of seeing how a no-huddle spread offense operates both at the college and professional level has been extremely interesting to me because the play calling selection is nothing short of a art and science. And that's something that's like quasi-magical to something that when I view it on television.
Nick Bardwaj joining us. He won the auction on eBay to coach ASU in the spring game. So what are you the most excited about? You're going to get an opportunity to do a pregame speech, a halftime speech, call plays. What portion of that coaching opportunity are you going to embrace the most, you think?
Oh, definitely like play calling. Like situational play calling is so much more interesting to me. You know, one thing I'm really interested in learning is that, you know, I know this is a spring game, so there's no impact to the schedule by any means or, you know, the full record, but it's still an important game. You know, it's Coach Anderson's first game out. You know, he's been playing a new offense. And there's a lot of new players that he's still trying to figure out roles. So there's still value to be gained during this game back to the staff. So I'm hoping to execute in kind of that manner. But I'm also really intrigued when you're calling a play every 10 to 12 seconds. How does that process really unfold? You know, being able just to call the right plays is not something I can pick up in these 4 days. So, you know, for me, I want to learn on how you're reading different offenses and defenses, how you're able to control the tempo, where, you know, you're controlling the play clock for quarters and halves, but also at the same time, you know, you're executing and putting points on the board. So play calling is by far the most intriguing aspect, kind of the childhood dream. Outside of that, it's the whole process. I think that's exciting as well.
All right, Nick, 4th and 1 at midfield. What are you calling?
You got to tell me the score. You got to tell me, you know, what quarter we're in. I mean, it's all about situational reading.
First quarter, 0-0. Are you going to come out bold and beautiful, or are you going to punt?
No, first quarter, 0-0 game on the 50-yard line, that's a positive net yards that I'd be going for. Probably be doing some type of inside zone read or maybe a potential outside zone read. Depending on the defense, might switch to a bubble screen if that's an opportunity. But I'll go for it on that point.
You know, sounds like you're certainly a student of the game, and we're fortunate to have Kevin Kelly, a high school coach here, who punts, maybe
5 times a year.
5 times a year, based on, he's done this whole mathematical equation type situation. So maybe you do a little research on him. You'll may help you as you move forward.
I'm sure if you kick in an extra $11,000, he'd let you call some plays in their spring game too.
Absolutely. I mean, the truth is, I actually agree with that thesis. There's rarely, depending on the offensive style you play, in the end game, you're usually better off always going to fourth downs, as long as they're manageable fourth downs, like 4th and 12 and lower, it almost makes sense to always be going for it. So I'm on board with that philosophy too. But in the end, I also know that there's pros in getting special teams out there. It's great to see the punt unit, special teams coverage as well. So if there's opportunities, you know, I'll take the safe route as well. You know,
Question.
Go ahead.
Powerade flavor.
I was just going to ask that. Winning coach gets Powerade dumped on their head. What's your flavor?
Oh, geez. Anything at this point. I think I'm more worried about how much ice is going to hit me if I win. I think at this point, you know, I can't wait for the experience. I'm a water guy, so, you know, at that point, Powerade is on good all across the board.
And also, pregame speech, halftime speech, postgame speech, are you comfortable giving those? And is there maybe somebody that you will lean on to ask them what you should say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's pretty exciting. You know, I think it'll be really interesting gauging kind of player reactions and kind of the team's reactions when I'm actually on campus to kind of understand, you know, what that conversation should be. But, you know, I mean, for me, it's pretty straightforward. You know, I think the one thing I hope to come across to the players and the staff is that, you know, I want to take this as serious as possible in terms of, you know, being effective. You know, it's not a guy playing a video game who's willing to, you know, chuck it deep every single time on a go route. You know, I'm much more interested in actually the art and form of the game. So, you know, if there's a way to rally, it's a huge opportunity. But I think in the end, I just want to ensure that the team knows that this game has nothing to do with me. It really shouldn't. You know, it's about these players. You know, A-State's on to something special. They're building something great. And this is their first time to really showcase it out to their fans under Coach Anderson. And I think, you know, that's a huge opportunity, because if you could start off with the right foot with your fans and your base from day one of the spring game, it's just going to channel into bringing the season really well together. As you know, there's some big games early on in the schedule, as you know, with Tennessee and Miami, but also, you know, you're going to have some awesome conference games as well later down the line.
So, Nick, what's your travel schedule?
Right now it looks like we're trying to finalize everything, but it looks like I'll be flying in Wednesday and probably get there around Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do a quick dinner with the coach and a few of the staff members as well. And then on Thursday, I'll probably just be hanging out with the staff, understanding kind of both the offensive and defensive and special team side, kind of going through what the goals and expectations are. But really for me, it's to learn from these individuals, so I'm curious on how they do game prep. How are they reviewing tapes? What are they looking to identify? Kind of getting that full experience of what it actually means to be a coach, because I know what it means. You know, the idea of being a great coach doesn't mean just coming to the game and calling the right plays. There's so much effort and focus needed to occur before and after the game. So I'm looking forward to that entire process.
Who's traveling with you? Who are you bringing?
I'm just rolling out by myself. You know, it's kind of been one of those really sporadic trips that it's been hard to even functionally figure out what I'm doing. You know, it's funny, this is like the first vacation I've taken in probably 4 years. And it's probably calling it
to Jonesboro. I love it.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, and you know, for me, it's, you know, at this point, I'm just trying to do my best to, A, bring awareness to this program and what Coach Anderson is doing, and just allowing people to realize that there's something great here. And anything I can do, is I'm happy to do so.
Well, if you're trying to bring awareness, Nick, good. Mission accomplished, my friend. Have a safe trip, and thanks for the time today. Good luck this week. Hope you get a big win, and maybe we'll catch up again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. You have a good one, too.
You got a Twitter handle, Nick?
Oh, yeah. It's at Nick Lukan, NickLukan. Already the entire Red Wolf Nation has been pinging me, so feel free to join in. I'm trying to respond to everyone I can.
All right, very good. Nick, thanks,
man. Buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's Nick Bardwaj, the big winner in the bidding process on eBay to be ASU Red Wolves head coach.